This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
The Makerspace is a new feature added this year to the high school, replacing the old academic labs.
Construction began over the summer and is still ongoing.
But what is Makerspace?
We spoke with some of the Makerspace teachers and students.
Here's teacher Brett Mackey.
How are you involved in Makerspace?
During the third hour, I am the teacher who supervises the Makerspace area. Essentially, the Makerspace is a place where students can come, figure out an issue or a problem that they have, create a solution to that problem, design that solution, and kind of see the process all the way through to a final product. And that might mean something as small as a poster with our poster printer, or it might be something bigger like a 3D print, something laser cut. It could be just something built in the kind of the industrial tech side of the
maker. Here's freshman Dylan Bellamy.
I just come up here to do something for fun, 3D print maker. The Makerspace is something where students can come up during either ACT Lab or free time, and they can just come up and do whatever they want.
What's the coolest thing that you've seen someone make in Makerspace?
We haven't really seen much, but something laser cutting is in there. It's a Stranger Things laser cut, and it looks really cool.
Here's teacher Greg Thick.
Well, I'm the coordinator for Makerspace. I'm a Makerspace teacher. Myself and five other teachers have worked very hard in trying to put together the Makerspace program, along with Dr. Bob. The Makerspace is a just innovative hub where students can come in and design and create things around their own interests. Teachers and classes can come in and do hands-on active activities using the Makerspace materials and machines. And individual students can come during their academic labs if they just want to make something creative or learn how to use something new.
What's the coolest thing you've seen someone make in the Makerspace?
I'm not saying this just to brag, but Ben Lenahan is a student, my student assistant. He and I, along with some other students, found and manipulated a 3D dragon puzzle that we were able to then cut out of board and then piece together, and it's about maybe this big.
What's the coolest tool in your opinion?
Well, I mean, that's totally up to people's opinion. So it depends. You know, if you're Mr. Mannerman, you'd probably say the wood shop. Myself, personally, I enjoy designing the 3D printer. The 3D printers have a lot of versatility, can do a lot of things. I also, the laser cutter is also one that I enjoy using as well. There's a third big machine called the ShopBot that we're just getting rolling down as well that can do a lot of things. But we haven't gotten that rolling quite yet, but we look forward to getting that soon.
What do you think is the coolest tool in the Makerspace?
Laser cutter.
Laser cutter, without question. Laser cutter can etch glass, etch anodized aluminum, can cut wood, etch wood, so you could take essentially a picture of your family and then just burn it into a gigantic block of wood. It's awesome.
If you could describe the Makerspace in one word, what would you call it?
Gosh. One word? Create.
Amazing.
Design. It's based on something called the Stanford Design Model, which is similar to an engineering model of really trying to get into the head of who you're creating for, why you're creating it, to make a really specific design. And that's what the Makerspace 1 and 2 class next year will be about. Right now it's just kind of for, and its construction has just been open for student use and classroom use, but the class will really be focused on the design element.
The Makerspace will be offered in the form of two classes in the 2018-2019 school year, Makerspace 1 and Makerspace 2.
To learn more about the Makerspace, visit the Makerspace page on the Webster Groves High School website or talk to Dr. Greg Thick in the Makerspace in room 334B.
Music, Pixel Land, How It Begins, and Airship Sentry by Kevin MacLeod, Incomtech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.com for our website. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.